Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Yesterday, the news broke. The Parramatta Eels, they've signed Bryce Cartwright from the Gold Coast Titans. Now, Bryce Cartwright, I mean, over the last few years, it's been extremely disappointing what he's put out, especially since arriving at the Titans and realistically the back end of his time with the Penrith Panthers. And when I say a couple, realistically, we're looking at a handful now of some of the worst defensive efforts, you know, one-on-one we've seen in the NRL. I mean, if kids in my under-16 teams sort of pulled out of defensive efforts like Bryce Cartwright has a few times on the Gold Coast, I'd be filthy at them in a first-grade side. It's just, you cannot have it going on. And the Titans, you know, they've given him a couple of chances and we've seen little flashes here and there, but we just haven't seen the old Bryce Cartwright. Now, you know, a lot of people, when they say old Bryce Cartwright, they think 2016, that highlights package and whatnot. And for me, I think back even further, you know, I remember watching him play Harold Matthews and SG Ball. And for me, I've never seen a more dominant footballer in under-16s and under-18s. He was simply unbelievable. And the scariest thing about Bryce Cartwright was that, you know, I remember watching him play SG Ball and then he went into under-20s and it was just no different for him. The stuff he was able to do in SG Ball, which was, he was just dominating to such an extent that, you know, it was almost unfair. Whenever Penrith had Bryce Cartwright in their side in SG Ball, you know, it was a 35-point start. He was honestly that dominant. It was, the only thing I can compare it to watching him play SG Ball was like on a PlayStation game where you set someone's stats to, you know, 100, 100, 100, 100 for everything. He was just unbelievable. Some of the things he was doing, granted, he was the same size now that he was then. So he was bigger than everyone, but the skill set he had was simply unbelievable. And then he went to 20s and he did the exact same thing. He dominated in the exact same fashion. And then he arrived in first grade and fucking shocked me. He did the exact same thing. Bryce Cartwright, whether he was playing under 18s, under 16s, under 20s or first grade, he was having the same impact. He was so dominant in all three in just such a different way to any other player in any of those comps. The way that he, you know, when he stepped into Penrith in 2016, it honestly just looked like he was still playing SG Ball. You know, just trampling over, finding offloads, little silky passes, little explosive plays, little, you know, taking little risks that the normal footballer wouldn't even consider. And Bryce Cartwright is doing it on third and fourth tackle, yeah. He was bleeding confidence then, and he was just able to do anything. Cartwright, on his day back then, you know, there was no one. I think people forget just how good he was. He's the last player you'd want to mark because he could make you look silly in so many ways. He could run over the top of you. He could step around you. He could offload around you. He could kick past you. He could just do everything. And it's all sort of gone to shit over the last few years. And, you know, obviously there was a lot of controversies there at Penrith, which was unfortunate. He made his way up to the Titans. And as I said, we've seen little flashes. We've seen a couple of coaches going through. No one's been able to get the best out of him. We've seen the occasional kick or the occasional offload that looks like the old Bryce Cartwright. But then we see constant defensive issues that, you know, it just, I'm not sure how this is going to go for the Parramatta Eels. It's a risk that I don't think they needed to take. If you made me write a list of the teams that would take a punt on Bryce Cartwright, they wouldn't have been in the top eight. I'm a little bit surprised they've done this, but at the same time, I've seen the potential that Bryce Cartwright has. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen it live. I've seen it coming through junior grades. I've seen it in first grade. I've seen it in finals footy back in 2016 or 15 or whenever it was, but I will never bag a team for taking a risk on Bryce Cartwright. At the end of the day, if you can get him to 70% of what he was, you've got yourself a top 30 second rower, in my opinion, and a top 30 second rower with X factor, with huge X factor. X factor that no one else can really do. I mean, you know, we never hear the comparison to Sonny Bill because they were different players, but the ability that he had to just turn a game on its head and in an instant with an offload, it was like Sonny Bill. You know, and if Bryce could have maintained what he was doing in 2016, you know, he could have been more of an impactful player with his offloads and his ball playing and his X factor than Sonny Bill, but obviously we haven't seen it. As I said, I will never bag a team for signing Bryce Carwright with the hope of trying to turn it around. You're obviously getting him cheap. You're not paying overs for him like the Titans did. You're getting him cheap. You don't need him. He needs you. And I hope for the sake of Bryce Carwright, he's hit rock bottom at the Titans and he's ready to turn it around. He's ready to put his body on the line and make tackles and not just do the fancy stuff. Because if he can get the rugged stuff and the defensive issues, you know, just tick them off his list, it could be absolutely anything. And this could be an absolute masterstroke by Parramatta. I mean, every year you see teams that go on to win premierships, you know, they've always got guys in their side they're paying unders to. Yeah, they're overperforming. Even, you know, you look at the Melbourne Storm, a guy like Ryan Pappenhausen, like, there's no way they're paying him a wage that equates to a New South Wales fullback or a Clive Churchill medalist. You know, all these teams that win comps, they all have players that are going for unders massively. I mean, you look at other guys in the Melbourne Storm system, I mean, Tino would have been going for unders. Jerome Hughes, he wouldn't be getting paid top halfback money. They can pull this off. And if Bryce Cartwright, and I'm not saying get back to 100%, I'm saying get back to 70% of what he was once upon a time, this will be a masterstroke by the Parramatta Eels. Do I think it's going to happen? Unfortunately, I don't. I'm not sure if Bryce Cartwright can turn this all around, but, you know, good on Brad Arthur for thinking, fuck it, I'm going to give it a go. At the end of the day, if it doesn't work out, okay, he plays for Wentworthville, he's in your top 30. If it does work out, you've got, you know, this huge X factor that you can play in the second row, you can play him at 13, you can bring him off the bench. It really, you know, really is a win-win for Parramatta, in my opinion. Worst case scenario, he goes terribly. Worst case scenario, he gets worse than what he was at the Gold Coast Titans. You sacrifice what? 200K off your salary cap, let him play reserve grade. Really not that much of a bad call. I've seen a lot of people bagging Parramatta, but it's sort of, you know, it's a risk that you can take and you're not really losing out on. I said, I didn't expect Parramatta to do this. I don't think it's a risk that they need to take, but I mean, is it a risk that isn't worth it? I'm not sure. It's unlikely that he gets back to where he was, don't get me wrong, but if he happens to, fuck me, you've got yourself one hell of a footballer. I'm really hoping it does work out for Bryce because, you know, as a football fan and as a guy that watched him play junior footy, I feel robbed, done what he's done over the last few years. I want to see him playing his very best. He's one of the most exciting talents in Australia when he's playing his best footy. We haven't seen it in 5 years, though. You know, I had such high hopes for Bryce Cartwright when he came into first grade, and I just thought, fuck me, this guy, he is going to slay the NRL for the next 10 years, and then it just fell off a cliff. As a footy fan, I want to see the best out of Bryce Cartwright. I don't care if it's in a Parramatta jersey, a Titans jersey, a Panthers jersey. I don't care. But I want to see Bryce Cartwright play his absolute best footy because it really could be anything, and this could be something really special at Parramatta. You know, I don't think it's going to work, but fuck, I will never be happier to be wrong than right now with Bryce Cartwright. I hope he all turns it around, and I hope this is a masterstroke by the Parramatta Eels.